It's official. The U.S. commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, has a new job. Today, the Senate confirmed Petraeus to become the new chief of CENTCOM. He will be responsible for U.S. forces throughout the Middle East, Central Asia, and East Africa. Lieutenant General Raymond Odierno will take on the lead job in Iraq, and he's not expected to make major changes in military strategy. But as NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore points out, there has been one dramatic shift in Iraq policy this week.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has tossed a real zinger into the American presidential race. When Senator John McCain resolutely opposed any timetable for withdrawal of American forces from Iraq, he thought he was having an argument with Senator Obama. He now finds himself, as well as the Bush administration, in a no-win argument with their protégés in Baghdad. As things stand, the American military presence in Iraq is covered by a United Nations mandate that Iraq agreed to extend until December 31st, with no further extensions allowed. The American plan was to replace that with a status of forces agreement. Maliki, on a visit to Arab Gulf states, let it be known that any agreement would have to include a timetable for the withdrawal of American forces. It is not hard to imagine what motivated him. He is seeking respect in an Arab world that regards American troops as a colonial-style occupation force. And Maliki can point to the letter from Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to the Security Council promising that the American-led multinational force would help Iraq to achieve the objectives it has set for itself as an independent and sovereign state. A Maliki insider, Haider Abadi, told the Los Angeles Times he doesn't believe Iraq should be pressured into making long-term agreements with an outgoing administration. No one can guess which way U.S. policy will go after the election, he said. Iraq's proposal is that the United States hand over responsibility for all 18 provinces of Iraq within 6 months and pull out most of its troops in 2 to 3 years. This is all a considerable embarrassment to both the Bush administration and to Senator McCain, faced with the prospect that failing a new agreement, there will be simply no legal basis for American troops in Iraq, just as the American government is changing hands. This is Daniel Shore.